Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Shotgate Baptist Church's service this morning. It is Sunday, the 30th of August, and we're continuing to record our services remotely. Obviously, next week we are hoping to be back in the building, and we are also hoping to continue to offer the services online for anyone who's not able to make it. So today we have another guest speaker. We've got Paul Wheeler, who's from Rayleigh Baptist Church. Many of you will know Paul. He's been with us for a number of years, coming to speak regularly. So Polani will be back next week, but we'll give a very warm welcome to Paul, and we look forward to hearing from him later. So I'm just going to open this morning's service in a word of prayer. So let's just quieten our hearts and just prepare ourselves for the service this morning. Father God, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. We thank you that you're with us always. And we just pray that as we spend this time listening to your word, listening to some music, and just reflecting on your love for us and all the blessings that you give to us, Father, we just pray that you would be with each one of us who is listening today. I pray, Father, that you would speak into our hearts, help us to learn something new of you, help us to feel your presence afresh. And Father, we just pray for anyone who is struggling this morning, who may need a special touch from you. We just pray that you would meet that need for them. And Father, we just thank you for this family that we have. We thank you that we are part of one body and we are able to share in your love and your blessings with so many people across the world. So we just pray for our brothers and sisters during this difficult time that you would continue to strengthen them and continue to strengthen your church across the world. We just pray that you would be sowing those seeds and that people would come to know you through this crisis, that we would see a real revival in your word being spread. And Father, we just long to see your kingdom grow. So we pray that you'd be with us now and for anyone who is listening. Amen. Now, Pam is going to do a reading for us this morning, and it's Psalm 121. We did cover this psalm when we were looking through the Psalms for Daily Living a few months ago, but it's such a fantastic psalm and it links very nicely with what Paul's going to be speaking about. So I'll hand over to Pam. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks very much, Pam. Now, we've got a couple of songs this morning. We haven't actually recorded any new ones this week, but as we've been doing these services for quite a number of months now, we've accumulated quite a stock of recorded songs. So we're going to have one from everybody today just to shake things up a bit. So the first song is going to be Father God, I Wonder, and Sue is going to be playing that.
Ha 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 ha
Our next song is Shout for Joy and Sing, another very happy one. So Helen is going to play that for us. Please do sing along at home. And our next song is We Want to See Jesus Lifted High, which again is a really happy and joyful song. So I believe there is actions with this one, so I hope you will be doing them along at home. There is clapping as well, so I won't clap on the recording, otherwise you'll all jump out of your seats. But please do clap along at home if you know this one, which I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Amen to that. I'm going to hand over to Paul in a minute, and he's going to give us the message today. But before we do that, I think it'd be great if we could just spend a moment in reflection, and I'm just going to say a quick word of prayer just to lead us into the time studying God's word. Father, we thank you for Paul. We thank you for every gift that you've given him in speaking your word to us and to those at Rayleigh. Father, we thank you for the church at Rayleigh and for every person who's there. We pray that you would continue to minister to them in their service this morning as well. And Father, we just thank you for people like Paul and Errol who've spoken to us recently, who are willing to speak your word out to people who may not know it, to be a light in the darkness of this world. And we just pray, Father, that as we hear your word today, that you would encourage us to be the same, that you would give us courage, that you would give us the words to say to people around us who don't know you. And Father, we just pray for those words that we've just sung and we've heard. We do want to see you lifted high. We want to see your name across the nations. So we just pray that you would be with us now. Just help us to quieten our hearts, to forget everything that's happened this week, everything that's going on in our lives, and just focus on you in the next few minutes, Father. Help us just to be in your presence, to listen to you, not to get distracted, but to just focus on you and listening to what you have to say to us this morning. And Father, we just pray that you'd be with Paul wherever he is as well at his church. We just pray that you would be with them this morning, that you would bless the time that they have together, and that you would continue to help him to grow and develop in his ministry there. Amen. So I'm going to hand over to Paul now, who's going to give us the message.
Good morning to you. My name's Paul Wheeler. Many of you will know me, but for those of you who don't, I'm a member at Rayleigh Baptist Church, and it's my pleasure to share this morning's service with you. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 14, reading from verse 22. And while you look that up, let me just share by way of intro that Jesus has just fed the 5,000. People have come out to hear him preach, and there was nothing to feed them with, and he performs a miracle and he feeds them. And then we come into verse 22 of this passage, and we read, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up onto the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night he was alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, and it was being buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When they saw him, the disciples were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they cried, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked onto the water and came towards Jesus. But he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, crying out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You have little faith,' he said. 'Why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly you are the Son of God.'" I've entitled this morning's talk, "The Storms of Life." And the first thing I want to say about storms are that they are inevitable. As we consider what's happening around the world over these last few months with the coronavirus and the total change in the way that we're having to live, the reality is the impacts of coronavirus are going to be with us for a long time. There will be those that don't have jobs that will need financial help. There will be those in other parts of the world where food will become harder to get, because they've not been able to go out and work and to farm. And yet, people in this world are going to find themselves in storms that they never anticipated. And the reality is that we quite often, don't we, find ourselves in places and circumstances that we have never anticipated. We experience pain, we experience heartache that we never believed would come our way. But I want to just say, looking at this passage of Matthew's Gospel, we can see something that's very interesting. What we see is that Jesus made his disciples get into that boat. It was an action that he directed them to take, And what happened? Well, no sooner were they sailing on to the other side of the lake than the storm began, and they were caught in the middle, and they didn't know what to do. Jesus' disciples found themselves far from the safety of the shore, and they were being battered by the wind and the waves. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." This is true even in the storms of life. There are no accidents, there are no coincidences, according to the Bible. All of life is directed by God, and sometimes he places us into difficult situations to get our attention. In fact, no matter what the direction of our lives we find ourselves going in, God wants us to turn to him and to trust him. The second thing I want to say is that the storms often seem insurmountable. That means they're too big for us to handle. We think it's impossible to cope. We're surrounded by black clouds. There's a blinding rain and raging wind. The disciples found themselves in this position and they couldn't get to shore. They probably couldn't even see the shore, much less get there. Their boat was unable to be moved. There was no way they could steer it because of the weather. Are you having trouble seeing your life right now? Are you having difficulty seeing the safety of the shoreline, where the good solid ground is? Does the ground under your feet feel like a rocking wave, unstable and unreliable? Are things that you thought were dependable no longer so? Know this, that the Lord knows this. He knows what you're going through. He knows perfectly well the circumstances you're in. He knows the pain that you might be feeling, the grief that you're experiencing. And he understands more than that. He cares for you. In our passage, the Lord Jesus, caring for his disciples, walked towards them in the midst of the storm. Jesus wants you to come to him through the storms of your life. He wants to be your strength and to guide you for sure. Do you trust Jesus enough to be your strength in the midst of life's storms? He's there for you. All you need to do is to trust. And he says the same thing to us as he says to his disciples. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. The third thing I want to say is that storms can be faced only when we face towards Jesus. Peter, often the boldest and most impulsive of his disciples, when he saw Jesus coming to him, walked on the water. He did ask first, "Is it you? And if it is, I'll come to you." And Jesus invites Peter, and Peter starts to walk to him on the water. He gets out of that boat and he starts stepping towards him. But what happens? As he's walking, he notices suddenly the wind and the waves. And all of a sudden, he takes his eyes off Jesus. And there and then, he begins to sink beneath the waves. And it was only because he took his eyes off Jesus that that happened. When we begin to take our eyes off Jesus, we can often feel we're sinking. And it's only when we pay more attention to him and that we, like Peter, can be saved. Peter cried out, didn't he? "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately held out his hand and picked him up. Jesus is there for us in the same way. In the midst of our storming me life, he's there to pick us up, to hold out his hand and to take us into his arms. We can know we have a hope that Jesus will always be with us, whatever the circumstances. When Peter cried out, Jesus reached out and immediately he was saved. Jesus is right there now, reaching out to each one of us. And when we call out to him, whether in good times or in bad times, he always responds immediately and he always catches us. When we trust Christ in our lives as our hope, we can be assured always and evermore that when he has us in his hands, in his grip, he is certain and strong, and we will never be let down. We will never be let go. The winds will cease if only we come to him who controls them. And the question this morning is, do you trust Jesus? Will you come to him in the storms of life? He's there for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, although the winds may buffet, although the storms may rage, we thank you that your Son Jesus is there for us in every circumstance of life. He is the one who wants to hold us in his hands, to hold us sure, to hold us steady in all of the storms of life. And so this morning I want to thank you, Lord, that you are a good God, the one who holds us and is in control of all things. So I pray, Lord, that you give each one of us courage to face our storms of life, to face them head on with you at the centre. All for your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you are in the midst of storms of life and you're finding it difficult, let me just end by saying, don't face it alone. Yes, you have Jesus, and you can pray to Jesus to come and help you. But he's also put you in the family of Shotgate Baptist, and he wants you to be part of that community. And I know you can't meet, but you can support one another. You can support one another practically and in prayer. So if you are facing storms, don't face them alone. Let the pastor know. Let the deacons know. Let the elders know. So that you can face this not on your own, but with one another. I love you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you again in the near future. And until then, God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you, Paul. A real encouragement to us all, especially in this very difficult and strange time that we're living in at the moment. Now, as I was listening to Paul's message this morning, a song came into my head, and it's one that I mentioned back in church beginning of the year. I don't know if you remember, Polani started a new series that we were going to be doing before all of the coronavirus situation hit us, and it was People Like Us. And I shared with you a song that had meant quite a lot to me over the years, a song called Treasure. It was written and performed by Lou Fellingham, who's a very well-known worship leader. And as I was listening to Paul's message, I felt like that song really applies in the sort of tone and encouragement that he was sharing for us. Now, I can't play you the actual song because of copyright, but I can read you the lyrics again. I'd encourage you to look it up on YouTube because it's a really encouraging song. And I think it really brings something to the message that we've heard this morning. So I just have to state that it's covered by our CCLI license, and the copyright is Thank You Music and the Livingstone Collective. So I'm going to read you the lyrics, and then once I've finished, I'm going to move into a recording that Pam's given us of Faithful God, and I'd encourage you just to sit and reflect on everything that you've heard this morning. We have this treasure from the Lord our God, a gift of mercy from his hand, his all-surpassing power at work in us to show his glory and his plan. For he has offered hope to all mankind through sending Jesus to the cross. And now this light he's shone into our hearts, we're holding out to all the world. We will sing out, we will proclaim the wonder and joy of his endless grace, drawing us on till Jesus comes again to take his people home. Now with his power in us, we'll reign in life. With eyes of faith, we'll move ahead. The Spirit helps and strengthens us each day, confirming our eternal place. Our confidence is not in our ability, nor in the earthly strength that we hold. But in his grace, he takes the fragile things to show the greatness of his love. We will sing out, we will proclaim the wonder and joy of his endless grace, drawing us on till Jesus comes again to take his people home. No longer living for this passing life, we'll fix our eyes on what is sure. There is a heavenly place prepared for us that will not ever fade or spoil. So we will walk the path he has given us in full obedience and with faith. For when the road is tough, we will not lose heart, but keep on trusting in his name. We will sing out, we will proclaim the wonder and joy of his endless grace, drawing us on till Jesus comes again to take his people home. Father, we thank you for this time that we've been able to spend together. We thank you for the message that Paul has given us, that you are with us in the storms of life. We thank you, Father, for the fellowship that we have at Shotgate. And we just pray that as we change things next week, that as we start to go back into the building, that you would just be with us in each and every way. Father, we just pray that you would be with those who are coming back into the building, but also those who aren't able to. And we just pray that you would continue to bind us together in unity during this time. And Father, we pray for Polani as well. We pray that as he goes into his second year, that you would just strengthen him. You would give him your mighty power and just grow in him your amazing spirit, Father. We just pray that over the coming year that you would just enable us as a church to reach out to the community, to see real change and real hearts coming to know you. So Father, we just pray for each person who's listened to the service this morning, that you would have encouraged them. And as we go into a new week, Father, we just pray that you would be with each and every one of us in whatever way that we need that. Be our anchor, be our strength, be our peace. Be our shelter, Father, be everything that we need. We just give all the glory and praise to you. In Jesus' precious name, Amen. Just want to thank each person who's listened this morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you found the service an encouragement and a challenge. And obviously, as I say, we are back in the building next week, but we'll continue to share our services online so that everybody is still part of our fellowship in one voice on Sunday morning. So thank you very much. I hope you have a blessed week. As I say, Polani will be back next week, and we'll look forward to speaking to you soon. God bless.